All right, a gorgeous weekend of baseball, as Dave says. It's Juneteenth, and we celebrate that as well as Father's Day weekend. Time to bring in Mark Simon, Sports Info Solutions. Mark A. Simon says on Twitter, always love talking ball with him. Mark, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Well, we're doing well. Boy, what a difference a week makes. The Washington Nationals kind of shut the Giants down. The Giants went nuts against the Arizona Diamondbacks and beat Velasquez last night. It's Nola today and Alex Wood. What about this pitching matchup today?
All right. We can start with Aaron Nola, who I think normally puts somewhat of a scare into the opposition. Like, you normally think that he's going to be dominant. And that hasn't necessarily happened as much this year, even though I think he's actually been pretty good. Like, he has some weird things going on where 4 days rest, he has an ERA of 2.33. If he goes longer than that, his ERA is almost 5. Mm. He has an issue with no out or one out, his strikeout to walk this season is 11-1. But with two outs, it's like 2-1. It's completely different. And I imagine that some of those two out walks have added up. I think it hurts him too that the defense behind him is not a particularly good one. You've heard this before with the Phillies. The Giants don't have that problem. So that's from the Nola end. I think the good thing from the Alex Wood end is that you saw in his last start that he was throwing a slider more. He didn't do it that much against the Rangers. It was better against the Diamondbacks. Everything was better for everybody against the Diamondbacks, just about. And a lot of missed swings. In fact, the 17 missed swings that he got were his most in a start in 4 years. So that was a good sign from Alex Wood. I think he needed a start like that because he had been trending in the wrong direction prior to that.
Boy, you mentioned the Yastrzemski home run. Did you stay up to watch that one?
I did not. I fell asleep on that one at 7-3. And I was I woke up in the morning. I looked at my MLB app and I said, that figures.
What a night. What a night of baseball. Yeah. All right. Lamont Wade Jr., I made him my difference maker of the week. He's been really good defensively. Kevin Franzen just said a couple of interesting things about Lamont Wade, about some hits he got last night that weren't exactly crushed. But he has been very, very good all week. What's your take on Lamont Wade Jr.?
So if you look at him before he was a Giant to now, the difference for him is that he was what's the best way to put it? He was an outmaker against breaking balls. Like, he was way overeager on them. And it seems like some of that overeagerness has been stripped a little bit out of his game, which puts him in a better position to do things like barrel up the ball, which he's done at a pretty good rate this year, or at least in the early part of his season. The thing to like about Lamont Wade Jr., actually, that comment was meant more for Duggar, which we'll get to in a second. The Giants, when Lamont Wade Jr. starts, are 15-3. Not necessarily cause and effect there, but it just seems like he does a lot of things well enough, and I think that's what you want.
He's given him something at the top of the order, and Mark, we've talked about this over our sessions. They don't chase, and he works the count, and as I've said, you get those first two guys. If you don't get Posey and Belt, if they get past the pitcher and now Crawford's up, you're into a 25-pitch inning. So Wade is the beginning of that.
Yeah, exactly. And Duggar, too, we should acknowledge, and the barrel comment was meant more for him, that he's really barreling the ball this year. He's hitting more line drives. It seems like the Giants have this approach of, it's got to be in your zone. Whatever your zone is, like, your happy zone is the only place where you should be swinging. And that approach has seemed to work really well this year. It's led to a lot of home runs, led to line drives, and it's led to not a lot of chases and things like Lamont Wade not getting himself out on breaking pitches.
You know, it's interesting. The Giants, as I say, you get a pitcher who doesn't have command of the strike zone, misses by 2 feet here and there. They just eat these pitchers up. Is pitching in general wilder now than it has been? Because we have our aces, we have our special guys, but What about the depth of pitching? Do you find that it's a little bit wilder than normal?
Oh, man, this is one of those questions where I'm going to have to try and stall and try and figure it out
no,
on the
just,
fly.
Just generally as you watch the game, yeah. as you watch
All
the
right.
games.
So from an instinctive purpose, probably a little bit, and I would guess that that comes with velocity and
okay.
the fact that everybody is trying to muscle up and throw the ball a billion miles an hour. Mm-hmm. And as I look here, the rate of pitches in the strike zone this season is 42%, and I'm trying to get what it was 5 years ago. It was 45% 2 years ago. So I think the anecdotal observation matches the statistical observation.
Very good. Very good point. I think you're right about that. Velocity. Velocity is a difference because everybody's trying to overthrow the ball, and I think it's played into the Giants' hands quite a bit. All right, let's talk about Belt and Buster Posey. They have the same number of RBIs, and I look at Buster's numbers and I say, 20 RBIs, is that it?
Yeah, that didn't make sense to me. It was just an odd statistical quirk that I noticed when I was essentially prepping to talk to you. And what it is that Belt's been fantastic with runners in scoring position this year. 13 for 38 with four home runs, which translates to a .342 batting average and a 1,200 OPS. Buster's been actually, it's 37 at-bats. You would define it as ordinary with runners in scoring position. It's only a difference of a couple of three hits from Belt, but .243, two home runs. So Belt racks up the RBIs when he's got men in scoring position by getting hits and hitting home runs. Buster's been more kind of like, it's almost like you would identify him as like the table setter or the advancer of the runner, like the guy on first that he would get to second or third, than he has been the finisher offer of the offense.
I think Belt is a critical part of that 3-4-5, Buster, Belt, and Crawford. Then, of course, Longoria when he's healthy. But I don't know about you, but just watching a game and watching Belt in 3-2, 3-2, and he's so careful. Think about Joey Votto and Freeman and players like that. Belt can stack up with these guys. He's a very interesting player to watch.
Yeah, I think he's someone that certainly has made it last in his career. He's gotten the most out of what his eyes have given him because mm-hmm. he's 350, 360 on base in his best years, 390. He had last year in abbreviated play 425. Even in a year where he's the guy that's going to hit 250, he still can rack up the 370 on base, and now he hits the ball for power, especially last year and this year, at a level that makes him an extremely productive hitter.
Well, I think it's critical because if he gets on and now you got to deal with Crawford, you're into 25 pitches. And that's the key for me in that first inning. We saw it all week, and we see it in games where the Giants play well. All right, the Mets are winning today. We had Tom McCarthy on earlier to talk a little bit about the Phillies. What is going on in the National League East? Are the Mets the only good team there?
I think so. Tom McCarthy and I, by the way, both graduated from the same college, I should note. What's happened in the NL East is that so the Braves should be better. The Braves have not pitched well. Freeman hasn't carried the team like he previously did, and Marcelo Zuna both got hurt and had the domestic violence situation, which was terrible. The Phillies have a bad defensive team that I think is inhibiting them from being three or four games better in the standings. The Nationals lost Steven Strasburg, which I think was a vital thing for their success this year. And Juan Soto hasn't hit a home run at home this season, which makes no sense to me. They haven't pitched well. It just seems odd. I think that the Braves still have a run in them because they've still got 10 left against the Rockies and the Diamondbacks. They just got killed by interleague play. The Blue Jays went 6-0 against them. Like, that's a really good roster. That's a roster that should be a lot better than it is. And the Giants won't see them, I think, till late in the season, too. I think that the Braves have a run in them. I do think that the Mets aren't getting caught.
Well, Choo-Choo Coleman celebrated this week, along with Charlie Neal and Roger Craig of the 63 Mets. They raised the glass of champagne. They no longer have the record.
Indeed. And the Giants played a role in the 63 Mets record as it was. They won a game, a crazy game, almost as crazy as the game against the Diamondbacks. Telling Dave, really quick, they were down 3-1 in the ninth, and they scored three runs on two-hit batsman, an error, and then a Jim Davenport game-winning hit.
I love it. What did Casey say? Can anybody here play this game?
Exactly.
Very good. Hey, great to talk to you as always. Great stuff. We'll look forward. This is a good matchup today, Nola and Wood, and we got Spencer Howard tomorrow against Sammy Long. So how about that? The Giants going with the kid tomorrow. So good stuff from you, and always look forward to it, and we'll talk to you next week.
You got it. Tip.
All right, thanks. That is Mark A. Simon Says on Twitter, Mark Simon Sports Info Solutions. If you don't follow him on Twitter, you should. Always good stuff, just like this. All right, more coming up. Kerry's got the talk back today. Bill and I will chat with Mark Sanchez right after this. KMBR 680-1045, the sports leader.